time for the business news now. And guess what? Ko taku hua e nai nei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona is in the studio. Let's start with Air New Zealand. It's got plans to increase capacity on some long-haul routes this summer. What are the details?
Yeah, these are some of the markets that they think are the most popular. For example, they're putting on a larger aircraft. Now, I don't know how you say this. Is it 777-300 or 777-300?
777-300.
Okay, that's, well, I had it right the first time. And these are larger aircraft. They're going to be using them on the Singapore, Tokyo, and Taipei routes. They're saying that the Tokyo route is really popular. It's the destination du jour is what I got today in a little interview I did. But look, they're also going to bring back a seasonal route, Hobart and Seoul. Those are summer routes. And unfortunately, they're going to have to extend the cancellation or the pause, as they call it, of their Auckland-Chicago route. So they announced a couple months ago they were going to be doing some work on their engine repair or replacement. That's not gone very well. So now they're waiting for a new aircraft to be delivered. It's the 787 aircraft, another Boeing. There's a lot of numbers in this, I have to tell you. 787, but it's not going to be delivered until the second half of 2025. So in the meantime, they're going to have sales and marketing team still in Chicago trying to help keep, the iron in the fire there. They're going to be doing code sharing and so on. But yeah, no more flights until they get that new aircraft for Chicago.
Right, so a mixed bag, giving with one hand, taking away with the other.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we move on to the, well, this is equally interesting, another 12 months of economic challenges ahead for households. That's the prediction, isn't it?
Yeah, so Infometrics, they're an economic think tank. They think that it will probably be the middle of next year before we start to feel the worst of the economic conditions and the downturn is behind us. They're expecting inflation to start to move back towards that Reserve Bank target of between 1 and 3% by the end of this year. But weak growth for another year. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of pressure on households and businesses through the next 12 months.
And you want to take us for a tour of the markets, please?
No, and the markets are looking kind of ugly today. There was a wave of what they call risk aversion sweeping the markets on late afternoon Friday, and that was after an explosion in Iran. And so the concern over a widening conflict in the Middle East is causing all kinds of chaos in the markets today. And we saw that with the New Zealand dollar. It fell to 58.6 at one point. At the moment, it's 58.87 US cents, 91.9 Australian, 47.3 pence. But, you know, the market itself is really having a tough day, just like we're seeing in the rest of Asia. The futures are also looking down for when the bigger markets in London and New York open. So right now we closed down 0.33%, a 40-point drop to 11,796. I think we're going to have to wait to see what happens over the weekend. But yes, it doesn't look like the rest of the week isn't going to look very good overnight.
On a completely different note, Nona, you were chatting away to yourself there while Jonty Dine was doing the sports. So I just wondered, did you have something to say about the Phoenix tonight?
Well, oh, no, Phoenix? I didn't, but I'm sure, you know, it's all good, whatever it is.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there.